Candidates vying to be the next president of the United States are weighing in on their plans for the future of the renewable fuels industry. Last week, Republican candidates for president addressed the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit to make their case in front of a group of voters who place a high importance on renewable energy policy. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump said that he wants to see the renewable fuel standard continue for years to come.
The RFS and the associated RVOs, which is very important, or blend levels, past the current 2022 cutoff, must be part of a comprehensive energy program that benefits all Americans and ensures, again, that we are energy independent.
Candidate Carly Fiorina said the management of the RFS is a microcosm of why she is running in the first place.
What's going on with renewable fuel standards, what's going on with the EPA, are an example of what's wrong with our government. They're an example of what's wrong with our politics. And they are one of the reasons why I'm running for the presidency of the United States.
Former Governor Mike Huckabee pushed the importance of the RFS from the perspective of energy security.
It is not that it is a replacement or in competition with traditional fuels. It gives us the capacity to do something that we've long needed to do, and that is make sure that we never import 1 ounce of energy to this country ever again and be a completely self-sustaining nation when it comes to energy.
Former Senator Rick Santorum pointed out that he originally voted for the RFS in 2005 and has been a supporter ever since.
Domestic production of transportation fuels was a high priority from a national security point of view. And what the RFS did was assure that a percentage initially, and hopefully growing over time percentage, that we could guarantee that we would have domestic production of transportation fuels.
Also at the summit, Iowa Governor Terry Branstad said that as a president, Texas Senator Ted Cruz would be harmful to the RFS and renewable fuels.
I think it would be very damaging to our state, and that's the reason why he hasn't been invited to this, because he hasn't supported renewable fuels, and I believe that would be a big mistake for Iowa to support him. And I know he's ahead in the polls, but the only poll that counts is the one they take on caucus night.
Iowa voters will make their pick on February 1st. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.